This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, we're going through all our emails and everything right now. And we're going to be publishing some pretty powerful stuff next week. We have been in contact with Leonard Posner for a long time. I'm going to cover up his phone number right here. We tried to get him on in a debate about this, but instead we had the American Free Press folks that believe the shooting happened on against another fella. And then, again, the whole Sandy Hook didn't have a community got so mad that we even had a debate. They began to say that I was involved in a cover-up. I said, I'm done. And that was like 3 years ago. Because I believe kids died there. But I did say I could see with the media and their history of lies how people could say that, you know, they don't believe anything they see in the media once you've been lied to hundreds of times. But here is Leonard Posner, who lost his son, and he says, Alex, Dr. McCann, please. I am very disappointed to see how many people are directing more anger at families than lost their children in Newtown, accusing us of being actors. Haven't we had our share of pain and suffering? All these accusations of government involvement, false flag. You see, we're saying government involvement, stand down. They knew he was on the Prozac, like all the other cases. That's confirmed. See, he's not saying here that I didn't say anybody died. I used to enjoy listening to your shows. Now I feel that your type of show created these hateful people, and they need to be reeled in. Now, this is January 29, 2013, ladies and gentlemen. This is a month after Sandy Hook. God, it's hard to believe it was that long ago. Is that even a timestamp wrong on there? And it goes on. This is Aaron Deitch responding. So I wrote this email in his office with him. You know, we wanted to respond, so I worked this with Aaron. That's what he hit for the email. Thank you for contacting us to share your point of view. Alex has no doubt that this was a real tragedy. Yeah, because Paul Watson was like threatening to quit. And I wasn't even saying it didn't happen. I was just devil's advocate. He said, it's old bull, Alex. Don't do it. Get out of it. His instinct's always right. And sympathies with the victims and their affected loved ones. Oh, we have sympathies. Alex would very much like to speak with you. How we can confirm that you are real. We later did. Lenny Posner. Please let us know how we can best be in contact with you, and we'd love to discuss your concerns and hear your side of the story. Sincerely, Aaron Deitch and Alex Jones. See? Dr. McCann, please. See? Aaron Deitch, Alex Jones. I wrote this. I dictated it. That's how I do things around here. People record it. So, I sent this. I don't know who found this. Get all the Posner emails. Exactly. Just, we found some other stuff, too. And I guess if everybody wants to play this game, we're going to play it with you. And we're going to, I don't have the time for it, but they're making it a big national issue. We're digging out all the clips from 3-4 years ago where I said it happened, and the full clips where I go, but I can see how people, you know, question. And then how they edit it for the Hillary ads. It's just God almighty. There's just never an end to this crap, man. And I got to countersue or people won't stop doing it. And I'm not looking forward to that, but it's got to happen. Unless they drop these cases. And I'd have these families on right now. I'd go on these shows and be nice and talk to them. They don't do it because they don't want to humanize me. They want to lie. I wonder if his phone number is still good because I've called it. Rob Dew's talked to him. Aaron's talked to him. He never got on the phone with me. I've tried a few times. Have we got more emails from him? And he sent us this article, mourning Noah Posner, the Jewish boy whose life was taken too soon. I'm so sad for your son. But you'd think in the news I killed him. And that all other gun owners did. Now, we've got a former prosecutor coming on to discuss this a little bit that Lionel's going to take over. But I'm going to finish up with a few more of these clips on the other side and then get Lionel's take on it, and then he'll host the rest of the hour. They're trying to shut us down because we have massive ratings and huge listenership. We're growing despite everything they've thrown at us. And that's what this is about. They're using these families. But let me tell you something. talked to multiple people in the families, and they know where we stand. So when they go on the news and say all this, they're misrepresenting where I'm at. I'm so excited that over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Live, ladies and gentlemen, responding to only a thimble of the, I checked it on like Wednesday, it was 33,000 articles, Alex Jones, Sandy Hook, and Google News. Every TV channel, every local show, every radio show, newspapers, and by the time they're done, it's Alex Jones bullied the families, Alex Jones sent people to their houses, Alex Jones says none of them died. Alex, it's like a telephone game, and it's all people like Megyn Kelly pushing this lie. So I just read an email from Lenny Posner of us in 2013, giving him condolences and asking him on the show. I get that Hillary edited tapes of me, you know, doing devil's advocate discussions, but that doesn't matter when you edit tapes like Megyn Kelly does. So it just doesn't float boats, doesn't win lawsuits. But I think you think it wins PR wars. All it does is get you slapback suit. So, the First Amendment doesn't go away. The Second Amendment doesn't. Just because people blame other people's rights for what a crazy person on Prozac with a gun illegally does. And there was a police stand down in Sandy Hook. There was a police stand down in Florida this year. And it's the same thing over and over again. And we're going to continue to discuss it. Now, let's move on to the next clip. They continue in the media to say that I bring up Pizzagate. Pizzagate was the emails and Podesta and the discussion of code words reportedly used in child pornography and things. And the other Podesta brother and the stuff he is in, you know, the art he's into in the Washington Post, Little Naked Kids. That's all confirmed. Notice Podesta isn't coming after me. Funny Podesta. But CNN, the New York Times, Washington Post all focus on a pizza place, which no evidence of anything popped up in, that we then secondarily covered, and that the media then hung around our neck, again, to demonize our number one enemy. So then somebody, a person that just so happened to be an actor, I'm not saying he was doing this as part of any stage deal, goes in and reportedly fires around to the wall. Then Megyn Kelly edits a thing for Fox News before she left of me saying Hillary was killing kids in a basement there when I was saying she's killing kids through what she did with the Arab Spring. That's how deceptive Megyn Kelly is. She's the one bringing all this stuff back into the news. She's the one doing all this. And then I have to respond. And then people say, why are you bringing this back into the news? I'm not. In fact, I just talked about it. I'm not even going to play her piece from yesterday about the pizza place and all that. And how they had tried so hard in the media to get somebody to go do something to that place so they can blame me. Nothing's going on there. I've actually had my crew go in undercover, check it all out, eat pizza there. They say it's real good pizza. So a lot of weird liberals there, weird fundraisers going on, whatever. That's liberals. But, you know, D.C. crowd, anywhere is weird. But good pizza, whatever. That was a red herring, a setup, a honeypot. Not by the people involved with the pizza place, by the Democratic Party and the media, diverting on some little rumor on 4chan that no one was covering on Reddit and making it the big mountain out of the molehill, because the mountain was in New York, and Epstein and Weiner and the Clinton Foundation and little black kids out of Haiti and the convictions and the sex branding and the slavery and all of it. That, you see, they didn't want the news. But you learn. You live, you learn how you get chumped. We didn't break it. We didn't push it. But we got targeted in it. This is all a process of learning. It's bigger than InfoWars. So we're not going to that clip. I'm done. The tar baby of the pizza place, I've been trying to get out of for years. And they always bring it back up. Alex Jones says this is going on at the pizza place. Alex Jones says none of it's true. All of it's lies. They won't drop it, just like San Diego. They won't leave it alone. And then I got people calling me saying, will you please stop doing that? More weirdos are coming in. I'm like, I'm not the one doing it. Tell the Democrats and the media to stop it. Sue Megyn Kelly. God almighty. She's such a liar. I'm so sick of her. So victims, mom, these has to be a day of reckoning. So let's go to Posner's wife. They're divorced now. Let's go to this poor lady. They're... Maybe she missed the show. Maybe she didn't. I found that hard to believe. Coming back with that I'm doing all this stuff is because I'm the target, folks. And the media is using these families. Here it is.
This lawsuit that you just filed with your former husband, Noah's dad, what do you hope comes out of this?
Accountability, no more, no less. You know, I think there comes a time when if there's a choice that's made over a relentless period of years to peddle falsehoods and to profit from them, then there has to be a day of reckoning and accountability. And they say that sunlight is a great disinfectant. Well, I say let it shine.
But part of this lawsuit includes an interview.
Back up a few seconds. Megyn Kelly does an interview. She makes it about this. They're suing me for the interview where I say it happened. And they want the falsehoods to stop that I'm not saying. So the media says the falsehoods that I supposedly said, but they're not guilty. Anderson Cooper pushed the Arab Spring that killed close to a million people. And that threw gays off buildings. That's on record. He says that Soros isn't a Nazi collaborator. He's launched all these constant lies, all these wars, all these frauds, all these evil things he's done. And he sits there, the same people that told their WMDs in Iraq, and looks at you and says, you know, what needs to happen here? But notice they can't show what I've actually said or done because they don't have it. They have 4-second clips Hillary edited for ads 2 years ago. So I feel good about all this because it's all going to come out. I'm not dumb enough to be pitted against the parents. It's the media doing all this. But let's continue. Here it is.
But part of this lawsuit, I understand, includes an interview that we did together, which Alex Jones has been distorting. I just find it inexcusable that this person is out there peddling these lies about one of the most heartbreaking of all tragedies.
All right, pause again. CNN's been caught doing all these fake chemical attack coverage. Cooper's famous for staging things with bombs going off. All I say is it looks like blue screen when he turns. Doesn't mean it didn't happen. It means I thought you were in a studio. Something CNN's been caught doing interviews not on the street so they can control things, but with a green screen. They go shoot some video on the spot, then they do it in the studio. That's routine. That is not saying it didn't happen. Here it is. But notice, he said some things about an interview we did that's inexcusable. Tell us what it is, Cooper, but you don't do that because you work for the CIA. Here it is.
That's right. He no longer gets to desecrate my son's memory. He no longer gets to negate my pain and profit from it. That is correct. You and I both know where we were on that night and the pain that came with that event.
We both know where we were that night and the pain that came with that event. They leave it all nebulous, like, God, what did Alex do that night? I didn't know. I mean, Cooper turns, his nose disappears. They go, oh, that's digital fragments. Digital fragments go all over the page when it isn't high enough res. Everybody sees that in their TV. This looks at the internet, but doesn't get good connection, kind of pixels everywhere. He turns, you can see the line on his face. It looks like he's in a blue screen. I don't know what that means. People brought that up. Like Nancy Grace is in a cul-de-sac with cars driving, and you see the same ambulance go behind her and the other lady, and they later admitted it was staged. I don't know what they're doing over there. I'm not saying this woman's lying. I'm saying it looks like they were in a studio, which CNN's famous for. I mean, I could go out at night and have explosions going off. I'm going, I'm here in Austin. Explosions are going off. Don't doubt me. I'm CNN. That's what Cooper's been caught doing. Were you ever able to get Lionel Skype going? No. Wow. Well, it's good I'm here to host the fourth hour then, isn't it? And I got plenty to talk about, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I'm ready to launch a bigger network and a lot of other hosts. But we just got to get something past Skype, the access units, digital connections. Because it is just the earth. It seems like Skype works better over there on the other side of the building. But maybe, what do I know, you know? What am I? A ham sandwich, chopped liver? Probably. We'll be back. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. The anatomy of CNN and mainstream media disinfo. Straight ahead.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The human awakening. It's the InfoWar.
And now, Alex Jones.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say that joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
Tragedies.
That's right. He no longer gets to desecrate my son's memory. He no longer gets to negate my pain and profit from it. That is correct. You and I both know where we were on that night and the pain that came with that event.
Wow, they don't tell you what I said. They don't say there was no blue screen. We were on the street together with no car sounds in the middle of the giant vigil. And all the people there playing the flowers, it's just a background with the flowers of the town hall, and her and Anderson Cooper. And then he turns, and his head's shimmering, and his nose disappears, which everybody knows is a chroma key. That does not mean that the shooting didn't happen. It doesn't mean she's bad. I'm just saying, that's what listeners wanted us to address. That and Nancy Grace. Can you pull up the Nancy Grace Sandy Hook stuff? Because, I mean, that's ridiculous. They're at a cul-de-sac the day after, and there's cars going in circles, and it's the, she goes, I'm joining by such and such via satellite. And then she's right across from the lady. I don't know why they did that. And then, and Grace is actually there. And then the cars are going behind Grace. And then you see the same car because it's a roundabout. And you're like, well, that's the same car. That's another same car. Okay, watch that ambulance. What is this? I think they almost do this to mess with us or something. I'm serious, man. That's why I've told my crew, when there's a big mass shooting or something, and there's really crazy anomalies, just wait till I get here to figure out what to do, because they do this stuff so they can get us to say, wow, that's really weird. And they go, oh my gosh, why are you doing that? You hurt me. And you're like, no, we're sorry. You hurt me. And like 5 years later, you hurt me. Stop hurting me. And we're like, we're not bringing you up. They're talking about us. We think your child died. We're sorry. Well, we didn't kill him, but we're sorry. You will stop doing it. And you're like, but I'm not doing it. No, this isn't the Nancy Grace one. It's a famous one. Go ask Rob Duke. He'll give it to you. We've been up and down this 100 times. She's sitting there in like a director's chair. And there's another person she's talking to. They're talking about how they're on satellite and the cars are driving around in circles around them. It's unbelievable. I don't know what that means, but I'm allowed. See, what they don't want you doing is questioning big events. They don't want you looking at things. Jones is a crazy conspiracy theorist. He says that, you know, the rebels have been caught doing chemical attacks. The UN admits it. The Pentagon admits it. Did you guys pull me the New York Times I wanted? 54 times ISIS carried out chemical attacks in Syria. Print it for me. There it is. Did I say 52? Is my memory right? Or 54? ISIS used chemical arms at least 52 times in Syria, Iraq, report says. Print that for me, please. It's because they shoot the videos of it themselves. And then we go, oh, look, Assad's winning. The U.S. is pulling out. So is Russia. This just happened at the wrong time. Assad's the dumbest dictator in the world to do this. Then we go, somebody's shooting at the U.S. people going to check and see if it was a chemical attack and the U.N. people because it's a war zone, a rebel-held area. Do you think the rebels want them in there looking for a chemical attack that didn't happen? And then we got the footage we saw all week of people hit by nerve gas, and the doctor, if he's even a doctor, is like, he's 18 years old, like, Okay, ready? We're not saying chemical attacks don't happen. I'm saying I know a junior high bad play when I see one. It's like the Hillary town hall she kept having. And I was like, man, this looks like this was shot on 80 millimeter. This is the crispest lighting, everything. All the people look like central casting. This is staged. And then it came out in the WikiLeaks. It was staged. Of course, you know a production. When you go watch Jurassic Park, do you know it's a Steven Spielberg movie? How do you know something that's real versus it's not? You know, your eye knows it. You know acting. That's why you go see the rare movie where the acting's so good, like The People versus O.J. Simpson. Parts of it weren't even that good, but there were segments of that that were so good that I actually suspended disbelief, that I never do, because it was so good. But see, they were following real stuff and real transcripts is how they could do it. And they lived it as real, so as actors, it was easy to kind of fit that role. But you know when you're seeing scripted crap. So am I saying this stuff didn't happen? No. They're grabbing people. They're giving them scripts. They've got agendas. They've got angles. Hogg said he was at his house when the attacks happened. Then he said he was in the school when it began and closed the door. Then he said he was in a closet doing interviews during it. The day we stop questioning that is the day we roll over and die. The shooting happened. Hogg's an anti-gun spokesperson, and we don't know what he really did at school because he's told us three different things. We call BS Hogg. And boy, are his 10 minutes of fame over. They decided the public's not buying into his poo-poo, so now he's in trouble for Never Again book. Oh, now the leftists are going to bring you down. The leftist religion. Now you've hurt Holocaust survivors. See how that works? Hogg, Mr. Anti-Free Speech, how are your boycotts going, Mr. Hogg? Here, let's go to the next clip. Sandy Hook parents fight back. I can't even look at the Young Turks. Let's do Kelly. Sandy Hook father has had enough of Alex Jones. This is her on MSNBC promoting her show the day before and her flagging ratings. And but they at least have to halfway admit, though. This is the only halfway honest thing. AP was more honest, where it actually admits that I'm... Well, here it is for yourself.
Two families of children who died in the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary shooting are now suing radio host Alex Jones for defamation. The controversial host of InfoWars has long suggested the media faked information about the shooting. He talked about it with NBC's Megyn Kelly last June.
All of the parents decided to come out and lie about their dead children.
I didn't say that.
What happened to the children?
I will sit there on the air and look at every position and play devil's advocate.
Was that devil's advocate? The whole thing is a giant hoax. The whole thing was fake.
Yes, because I remember in... Even that day, I go back from memory, then saying, but then some of it looks like it's real. But then what do you do when they've got the kids going in circles in and out of the building with their hands up? I've watched the footage, and it looks like a drill.
Yesterday, Alex Jones responded to the lawsuit in a video message.
I believe Sandy Hook happened. And early on, I was being bullied by internet folks and others to say nobody died. And when I wouldn't say nobody died in the debates, and I would actually side with those that said that people did die, they would say that I was a government agent.
Well, at least they put that part out of the 10-minute thing, but I lay the whole truth about what happened. And then when I started getting the emails, and like mainline people were like, we're going to get you Bo Bridges. I'm like, okay, I'm this is crazy town. I'm not involved in this. And here we are, 4 years after... 5 years after it happened. Oh, by the way, you got more emails with the parents here. I'm going to make a documentary about this. The Sandy Hook event and the hoaxes that followed. Not that Sandy Hook was a hoax, but that the hoaxes of the media after. It's just, you could teach a whole college course on this. Stay with us. More to come.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb, just the kind to fit my dreams and plans.
Yeah, we've been pulling up the emails and videos of what I said 3.5, 4, even almost 5 years ago about Sandy Hook. And it's really painstaking to find where they found the clips where I say, I can now see how people think the whole thing's staged and nothing happened. They cut that out. Versus, though, that I think it did happen, blah, 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 and the Democrats are trying to grab this and use this as a way to keep bringing up gun control. They don't get the school shootings, the Democrats, and their victim disarmament zones so lust after with their police stand-downs often enough. So there's a way to recycle it, just bring up Alex Jones is attacking the families. And it is true fake news, but got more emails here with parents, and we're getting the videos together. And that's why they want to shut down our YouTube channel. They don't want us to fire back. CNN wants to have our videos taken down for saying nobody died at Parkland. Shouldn't I be able to say that even though I didn't? Because they can't stand it. The videos didn't say that. They talked about the police standoff. But they didn't go, oh, we took Alex Jones' videos down because he exposed the police stand down with witnesses. No, no, let's misrepresent. CNN, NBC, these are villains. So our investigation is moving forward. And no doubt, I'm making a Sandy Hook documentary about it, about the stand down, about how they... I mean, I haven't made a film in 6 years. I've been so busy. And been, boy, I used to have films that got watched 30, 40 million times. This is it. I'm making a Sandy Hook film. And I'm going to lovingly seek out all the parents and give them their say. And I'm going to show how the shooting happened. And I'm going to show how he was on Prozac and how he got a gun illegally. And how they bulldozed his house and the school. And then how the media over the years did all this stuff. And then how they blamed me for Parkland and said I said it didn't happen. And now the lawsuit, it'll be all of it. The whole thing. I don't know what you call the film. This, you know, the Sandy Hook phenomenon, the Sandy Hook versus the First Amendment, Sandy Hook versus reality. Not that the shooting didn't happen, but that the how it's been used now to misrepresent everything. This is their big key. It's not just get Alex Jones. They want to create the Alex Jones precedent, the Alex Jones statute. They say that. They want to preemptively have the court say, we're going to sue you out of existence and rule against you if you question gas attacks. Oh, but Rand Paul's doing it too, isn't he? And everybody else that's got a brain, and our own military, and the head of British Special Forces, because the rebels have done... This is the New York Times. Your God occasionally tells the truth. ISIS used chemical arms at least 52 times in Syria and Iraq. 2016. I mean, that's a fact. And then it goes into the London-based Intelligence Collection Analysis Service, IHS, confirms what the UN found. Well, it ain't hard to do that. If I had a multi-million-dollar funded think tank, which is fine with me, I'm not saying they're bad, I could sit there and get some scientists on the board and military analysts and watch the ISIS videos and confirm what town they're in and show the mortar they're firing and check it in Jane's Weapons Quarterly. And well, that's a Saudi Arabian sarin gas 30-kilo munition. And they're screaming, Allah Akbar, and they got what unit they're with ISIS. I mean, yeah, it's not hard, man. Okay? So... they stage this stuff continually. We've got to look at everything with a jaundiced eye. Once we don't have proof it's staged, that's fine. And the media humanizes families and all this. But what the kids are telling people is they got brought in and got sprayed with water. I mean, you get hit with any type of gas, even chlorine. Yeah, show the fake footage from this week. This has been aired on CNN, MSNBC. The 18-year-old Dr. Blanks falls over. Everybody zooms in, the little kid's laughing. Let me tell you what's going on with real nerve gas. I mean, that is the fakest thing I've ever seen. Now, what CNN would do would be get the families to sue me, show real nerve gas victims, blue, feces coming out, bleeding out of the mouth, say, Jones said this didn't happen, and then never show you this. See how that works? That's the tactics of these people. Sleight of hand, manipulation, and they do it over and over again, and they are so incredibly pissed off right now that these kids are going on TV and going, no, they grabbed me, they brought me in, and then, of course, the best are little kids. Let's just show little kids with an oxygen thing when they're asleep, and then now here's a little kid. I was doing construction jobs at a local stadium. And I found out that my family had been in the hospital. I almost went crazy. I'm reading if you're a radio listener from television. I left work and returned to our district. I didn't see anymore. I didn't hear anything about the chemical attack. It's an empty hospital because everybody's already gone home. I didn't hear anything from the chemical attack. I smoked outside and felt nothing. I entered the hospital and asked about my family. I saw that water had been poured in the room and saw some children. And there's the kid from TV right there next to him. Then shouted, hello. I went upstairs and saw my wife and children. Play a little bit of the audio in the background. I asked, what are you doing here? They answered, someone shouted outside that they started to smell something. So we ran here. After that, we were given dates and cookies. Praise be to Allah, the children were fine. Yeah, they created hysteria, folks.
Some people.
Even French and German crews that have been there say they're living in basements because of the war there. It's a rebel-held area. They're not all bad people. They're just caught up in it. And they're living in basements, and there was a basement fire that got into the sewer, and some people got smoked out, and a few got carbon monoxide poisoning, none died. That's what we know now. And they just went, oh, my God, chemical, because that's all you're ever hearing. It's not the 50-something that ISIS launched that are the New York Times. But that's the anatomy of the hysteria. Let's continue with the father, please.
Hit pause, back it up for a minute.
Yeah, even the London Independent sent top journalists. This has been out for 4 days. No coverage here in the U.S. They said, no, there's nothing there. Chemical attack didn't happen. Exactly as the Russians said. The Russians just want their one port. They want to get out of there. They don't want to get caught in a war. Neither does our military. And the globalists are trying to do this. Why would the Russians or the Syrians stage this right when they won? Riddle me that. Here. Oxygen starvation in the rubbish-filled tunnels. Yeah, there it is. From people burning, cooking with charcoal. Let's continue. Let's go back.
Some people, we don't know any one of them. Come to here and they said chemical attack. Here in the hospital, we didn't see any chemical attack symptoms.
And again, they're in the hospital talking to a real doctor. He's not 18. In the hospital with people with broken legs behind him. And he's saying there was no chemical attack, no symptoms. And there's hours of this. And it's getting out British news, French news, German news, Russian news. And then media will go, oh, look, they showed Sputnik. I read Sputnik. It's way more accurate in our media. RT is a bunch of liberal crap most of the time. RT America is worthless. So this thing about RT, I don't agree with RT. The point is, it ain't running jack squat on this show. The truth's running this program. We'll be back. Open the phones up to get your take on all this and more. I'm Alex Jones, standing for truth, standing for justice, standing against tyrants, and never backing down.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We're back live. Got one segment left before War Room starts. I'm going to take like four or five calls right now. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Finally, the Congress is calling for criminal investigations of Comey, McCabe, all of them. And now you've got a criminal investigation by the Inspector General in the Justice Department right now of Comey. And they admitted classified stuff he leaked. I mean, he is done. Stick a fork in him if somebody just has any hair on their chest around here. I mean, I'm serious, man. We're under globalist attack. Let's just get this going here, man. Let's go. I don't know how that punk Soros and Hillary and all these walking dead pieces of crap stand in the way of prosperity and justice and trying to start World War III. How the hell this group of scum has bullied us into this position. But I'll tell you what it is. America has so much hospitality, is so Christian. Even though we've abandoned most of our Christian values, the guilt of Christianity, which is a good thing if you're powerful and strong, to be nice and to have restraint. But it's been turned against us to turn us into these self-loathing, hating idiots that let some weird Nazi collaborator and a bunch of degenerate, crazy, insane, anti-freedom leftists run our lives. Game's over. You're an enemy. Feel your hand. Let's go. Ramming speed. And they keep going. I'm going to get you. I'm going to threaten you. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to sue you. I already got the message. Let's just go. It's not a pissing contest, man. I'm not playing games here. I don't like all this standing around. By that I mean, just keep pushing. Just keep pushing. They're going to false flag some more, too, don't worry. By that, they'll wind up loons and let them attack, and they'll have a gun deal and bring the Saudis in and kill the Patsy. I mean, they're running some false flags, baby. And they always go, oh, nothing happened. The shooting didn't happen. Thinking you're an intellectual moron. No, the shootings happened in Vegas. But they let it happen. And see, here's what happens when you're not a coward. Other people see that and they give you the information. And I've got the information. In fact, I got way more information than I want to know. But I'm trusted with all the information because I'm not a coward or a sack of crap. Not that special of a person. I see a bunch of criminals wanting to run my life and dominate me. I'm going to fight. And I may get killed in the process, but I've got what you call instincts. I didn't plug last hour. I haven't plugged this hour. We're under total globalist attack. We got products that are unbelievable. We got giant sales on the iodine and on the Supermel Vitality and so much more. Real Red Pill. Alpha Power's back in. You owe it to yourselves to try some of it. To get the lung cleanse, to get the knockout great sleep aid, the Prostaguard, the free water filtration system with a 3-month supply of high quality herbal food. It's all there. Just so many great deals. InfoWarsStore.com. Please think about us. Please sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off of stuff like coffee and supplements you're going to need more of, like Secret 12, great vitamin B12, highest quality in the country. Even according to BuzzFeed's test, they got so mad about it. This is so stupid. They're like, well, Jones's is pure vitamin B12, organic, but you know, it's overpriced. But they go, this is the best in the country according to Labs test. It's who we private label from, and we were selling it for less. This is the best, though. you're a moron. Their own test said we sell the best out of over 100 tested at $10 less than Whole Foods. That's what I mean. You can't make up the little fun things that happen in the universe. So, I want to be a man at the end of my days. I want to be strong. I don't want to be a coward. I don't want to be a chump. I don't want to be a vampire. Got it? And quite frankly, all these attacks, I don't enjoy it at a certain level. Which means I got to fight harder and I want to beat you. But, I mean, it's like you guys are giving me Christmas here. I mean, it's not a heady thing. It's not like, oh, it's like I meant to take you on and the prayers are being answered. I mean, I'm becoming the number one enemy of the New World Order and we're changing the world together. And whatever happens, man, this is awesome. To be able to stand up against you child molesters and devil worshipers. And to know you're going to get physical, and so you're all going to beg at the end. But we're not going to take pleasure in dispatching you. It'll be like taking the trash out. Dispatching you politically. But the other way, if you start a big fight. So we get the fact you're cold-blooded murderers, but we're not some kid in a dungeon begging for mommy. So anyways, let's go ahead and take a few calls here. Terry in Bakersfield, California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello there, Bill Hicks. Alex Jones.
Yes.
My name is Justin Case. I'm a fake news reporter calling on behalf of the fake news media across America and around the world. And I have a very important question for President Donald Trump that the fake news media like the Communist News Network, CNN, the fake news, Fox News, the Communist BS.
Commie Central on Viacom.
Yeah, in the end, NBS, NBC, and the print media, like the New York Slimes, Times, and, you know, the Washington Joke, the Washington Compost. Now, this is a question that Megyn Kelly actually forgot to ask you. And if you answer this question to be true, and so does President Trump, it'll actually be something that you have in common with Hillary Clinton and with Michelle Obama. Okay, here's a very important question, and please, let me get to the end of the question. Here it is. President Donald Trump. Is it true that you are a Russian Secret Service, gay, retarded, illegal alien from Mars? How good different is that from the crazy media today?
Well, they're the ones in bed with all the foreign powers. It's obvious we're the Americans. We get in power even halfway and the whole country turns over.
There's so much going on. And, brother, I want to help you during your commercial breaks. I suggest you do one simple thing when you're stressing. Take 10 slow, deep breaths.
I agree. I'll be honest. I'm not stressed out by their attacks. I'm stressed that I'm not strong enough and I run out of energy. you know, and I feel guilty.
I hear you, brother. And just so you know, I started working as a radio personality at 14 years old at my high school. At Clayton Valley High School in Concord, California, this is I'm the Round Mountain of Sound, for those of you who went back then. If you're looking for somebody as a sound engineer or producer, I've owned my own ad agency, I would be more than happy to work for you, and I am fearless about taking on the neutered world.
All right, well, talk to Daria in there, because she's the Russian agent. She's got to be clear about Putin. But, yeah, we'll get your name and number right now. Let's do it. We're trying to expand her in the face. That's why they're suing us, trying to stop us, but God bless you. Thank you, Terry. Brennan in Arkansas, you're on the air. Go ahead, Brennan.
Yes, sir.
Hi, buddy. Go ahead.
Well, I was in the Marine Corps 4 years, serving in Afghanistan, split mines, and I had a buddy of mine that was in infantry. He got out a few years ago, and that first Syria attack with the gas attack, when everybody was like, oh, you know, crazy stuff going on, some things just didn't add up. And I called my buddy, and I said, hey, I don't think that looks right. Some things aren't fitting together. And he said, well, he's got friends that are civilians over in Syria, and he said that they said they don't know what's going on. If there was a gas attack, they'd know about it. And he said, I don't know what to believe anymore. And I said the same thing. I don't know either. And that was a few years back.
Well, the UN, even the New York Times, says the gas attacks are fake, except ISIS, because it's not like they totally control ISIS. They give them the weapons, and then ISIS can't stop videotaping it, because, you know, they want to get that Allah Akbar. Like, over here, it's like you're cool if you're a professional wrestler or a rock star, like the Rolling Stones or Hulk Hogan. Over there, as you know, as a Marine, putting those videos out of them launching attacks makes them rock stars, and they get money. So we have all the videos of ISIS launching the attacks.
I agree. And you stated also about why would they do a chemical attack on a small population and civilians. That's the same thing with me. If they were going to use them, they would use them on an enemy in mass. But,
yeah, you don't want to use chemical weapons, like you said, in an emergency. If you're being overwhelmed, fire some mortars, some stuff at them to knock out tank battalions. Exactly. It's a World War III weapon, and you only use it in a total emergency. Plus, Assad gave them up. Let me ask you, this is Marine. I'm sure they told you. If you ever find chemical weapons, don't blow them up in place.
Yes.
Because it rains them down on everybody.
If I remember right, if we ever had a Geneva Convention, if there was ever chemical weapons used, I think that starts World War III if somebody uses it. If I remembered right, but I can't remember.
Well, God bless you, my friend. We're almost out of time. I'm going to try to maybe segue into the next hour. I set these studios up so we can nexus between them, but I always kind of throw it at them at the last minute. Owen Schroyer's coming up with the special report. Let me jam in one more. Thank you, Brennan. Kim in North Carolina. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I was just wanting to make a point about how the mainstream media may be trying to set people up or fake news, because Hillary's, there's some things about Hillary that may be coming out. They're trying to get people's minds conditioned so that when these things come out, that if they put you as a target as pushing fake news, then the people will say, maybe this is something else that we should.
Kim, that is the smartest thing I've heard in a month, and I meant to say that myself. They're branding me as fake news to psychologically inoculate so that when big stuff comes out, they go, oh, Alex Jones says it.
Yes. So they're panicking because what's about to come out about Hillary, they don't want people to have
Kim, stay there. Kim, stay there. I'm coming back to you. I told him last minute, we'll see if we can patch you into the other studio so I can go into the war room. I'm not mad at the engineers. You're great. We got to be ready to do this all the time. This is the new system. So I'm going to be going back and forth all the time. We're going to come right back with Kim. Kim is the best caller of the day.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.